Hey, Mark White here. You know, in times like these, businesses need every advantage they can get to take care of their teams while keeping costs down. That's why I'm excited to endorse LH Capital's SIMRP plan. It's an innovative solution that not only protects employees, but helps companies save money. Don't miss out. Visit themarkwhiteshow.thesimrp.com to find out more. That's themarkwhiteshow.thesimrp.com. Let's empower your business, save money, and secure your future today.
Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
I encourage you to use Coronation for all your tailoring and alterations needs, but don't take it from me. How about from our friend Marty Rabin, lead singer of Shenandoah?
You know, you can't find anybody to hem a pair of pants for you, to take anything up, but man, not only, you know, can they do that over their shop, she even made me a jacket. You know, a stage jacket that I wear. Got another one in mind for her to do for me here in probably a couple months. If you're looking for somebody to take care of that, your hem jobs, your alterations and all that other kind of stuff, Coronation. I guarantee you won't go bad. C-O-R-A Nation. It's fantastic. She and them gals in there do an absolutely wonderful job.
Located at 402 West Forest Street in Athens, Alabama, you can contact Coronation at 256-444-0077.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show, coming to you from Athens, Alabama, just off the square at the Athens State Launch Box. I have with me right now Beth Patton. She's the superintendent of Athens City Schools. as we just had a press conference about Free to Teach and they're expanding their mission and their effort into Limestone County and Athens, Alabama. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Superintendent Patton.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Let's explain to listeners the importance of Free to Teach in the community. As we know, it's supported Huntsville and Madison County, and now moving into Limestone County and supporting Athens City Schools and teachers' effort to teach their students.
Absolutely. This is just such an amazing opportunity for us. It costs a lot out of a teacher's pocket to get the supplies and materials that are needed for a classroom. And this will give our teachers the opportunity to go and get the things that they need absolutely free. So we're talking about hundreds of dollars worth of materials and supplies every time they go to shop. So this is just wonderful. We are so excited.
What are some of those supplies that are important to teachers to have in their classroom for their students?
Well, one thing that comes to mind, especially with new teachers who are setting up a classroom for the first time, all of those things that you put up, all the bulletin boards, all the ways that you reward students, all of the things on the walls that make it so welcoming for kids, those things cost a lot of money. So to be able to go and get those, not to mention crayons and markers and glue and the things that you use every single day, scissors, just all of those things that are just very expensive.
How do these tools help the students in the long run? Thinking about the bigger picture, I know that when we were listening to the press conference, one individual that's on the board, he talked about this helping students' futures.
Of course. Well, just having the things that you need, just like in our jobs, if you go to work and you don't have the supplies and materials that you need, you're not going to be very efficient. And students use these supplies every single day. And I was able to go over to the warehouse and look around a week or two ago, and they have science kits, and they have just all kinds of things for students to use in the classroom that will just give them opportunities they just otherwise would not have.
And how do you convey this message to the teachers across the city school system?
Well, we're so excited about that because we have not been able to really publicize this yet until today, since this was the official kickoff. But our teachers are going to be thrilled because they've heard about this, for years, because we all have. But we've not had an opportunity to go and shop for free. And so we are sending out information to our teachers today, and they will get to sign up. And then they're having a special day for us to come and shop.
Very nice. Superintendent of Athens City Schools, Beth Patton, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today and this great celebration that we have thanks to Free to Teach and their efforts to support teachers in their work with our students.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Thank you. As we focus on Free to Teach and the press conference today announcing the expansion of Free to Teach into Limestone County Schools and Athens City Schools, I have with me right now Councilman Chris Seibert with the City of Athens. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Chris.
Thank you, Mark, and thank you for coming over here and providing coverage for this. It's critical to see, people like yourself that are outward facing inform the general public of things like this, because this is a great program. And, it's something that we all know our teachers are under-resourced, understaffed, and so it provides free materials for them. It's just a wonderful, wonderful program.
I've been substitute teaching for the past year.
Wow.
And been all over Limestone County.
Been in the line of fire.
I have. And so when they talk about those first graders, those fourth graders, those are kids that I'm seeing now as I go and sub. And it's important that the teachers get the support that they need so that those students can excel and achieve whatever their dreams are. And these tools that are coming from Free to Teach can be helpful in that effort, right?
Oh, it really can. And so I can relate as well. My mother and dad are both retired teachers. My sister's currently a teacher down at the tech school. My wife, Tiffany, is a former teacher and is getting actively involved in this program. So we have lots of close friends who are teachers, administrators. So I'm like you, firsthand, see how this is, what they're faced with and the challenges they're faced with. And I just think programs like this there's not enough of them. And it's great to see somebody expanding into our market.
When it comes to the City of Athens and your role as a councilman, how can the City of Athens support an effort like Free to Teach, as they're saying they're expanding into Limestone County and Athens City Schools now, to help lock arms with them in their effort?
Yeah, I think there's a couple things we can do. I think first is just inform the general public and the teachers that we're close with that it's here and that it's an available resource. That's first, educating people that it's actually here. I think the other thing they've asked is to help them find a facility. So I would put that ask out there to the general public. If you have an underutilized warehouse, if you have an underutilized, I've personally got some storage units, and I've said you can use that temporarily, but they want something that's more of a storefront type public facing facility. So if anybody out there is listening and has something like that, that's even has just a portion of it they're not using and it's close to the downtown area, then certainly they need that. And then I think finally, you know, they've not asked us for any money. You know, I think at some point we'll kind of see how their fundraising efforts go. And I would like to think that the county and the city would help them fill in any gaps on that front as well.
Absolutely. And when you talk about a location, currently teachers have to drive to the other side, south side of Huntsville,
yeah,
to go and get those supplies. So, of course, it will make it much easier for those teachers to get to it if it's located in the Athens area.
Yeah, it needs to be. Yeah, that's it's certainly generous. But, yeah, you're right. It's not as convenient as it should be to have a – they need a satellite location here so that our folks don't have to – spend an hour driving over and back. But I think that's probably, you know, beyond just educating people that it's here and it's available, that's the most immediate need, is we got to have a site here to make it easier on those folks to go and get, you know, actually get those supplies.
Well, and when this effort was started, as they described, when we talk about Mayor Battle's wife, Eula, who began this effort, $14 million in supplies is where they're at right now. I think she said $200 short.
Yeah.
Of $14 million in supplies to teachers. And that's just talking about Huntsville and Madison, because the door,
yeah,
is opening now in this area. So I can't even imagine, you know, what's about to happen with having two counties that teachers are going to be able to get this type of support.
No, I agree. I mean, you know, you've lived here a long time. You know how well this community supports education and supports causes like this. So I anticipate, you're exactly right, that they won't have an issue raising funds here, whether it's through private, through public. I think they won't have any issues doing that. But that's what these groups always need, and that's hard. I know it's hard to go around and ask people, because, you know, they get asked by a lot of different very worthy causes for funding. But I feel pretty confident that this area will support it, just like Huntsville and Madison, on a smaller scale because we're a lot smaller. But, I mean, I think we'll support it as well.
Chris Seibert, Councilman, City of Athens, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today to share about Free to Teach. I appreciate you and your efforts here with the City Council of Athens, Alabama.
No, thank you. And I will say again, Mark, thanks for informing the public of programs like this and letting them know, you know, what type of good things are going on here in Athens. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Right now I have with me Christopher Gregory, who's vice chair of Free to Teach, as we are celebrating today. Had a press conference, as I mentioned, about Limestone County Schools, Athens City Schools, now being able to tap in to the resources of Free to Teach. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Christopher Gregory.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mark.
Appreciate you being here, and your speech that you gave when you were presenting there at the press conference. You did a great job.
Thank you.
And I want to talk to you now about the Free to Teach effort and what you feel it's supporting in Huntsville and Madison. Now we're moving into Limestone and Athens, but sure. What have you seen as far as how you feel it's helping the teachers and the students?
Sure. Well, I always tell my story. I was a recipient of the work of Free to Teach before there was a Free to Teach, because I had a teacher when I was in elementary school that knew that I didn't have certain supplies that I needed. And that teacher was able to very discreetly get me some of the things that I needed. And so this work that we do on a daily basis is really personal for me, because those are lasting memories. And you never know the person that's in that classroom that may not have what they need today, what they'll accomplish one day. And so as we support teachers, as we provide these supplies for them, it's keeping the cost down for these teachers who love their students. They want to see those students have everything they need to be successful. And as our name says, we want to make it free to teach.
How did you find yourself a part of this effort?
Yeah, there was a board member that I met at a mutual event, and we got to talking, and he said, hey, come over for a tour. And when I went over for a tour, he was telling me, yeah, we give away free school supplies to teachers. And I thought to myself, there's gotta be some gimmick to this, some surcharge or something. But when I went to Free to Teach there off Lehman Ferry Road and saw the warehouse, and saw how it's really true. The buggies are there, teachers actually go and get a checklist and they can shop, and the average teacher spends in the, gets in the neighborhood of $480 a shop, all free. And so when I saw that, I said, I want to be a part of this. Like I said, that's my story. And so I want to support this work in any way that I can. And I was hooked at that point. And of course, Allison, our CEO, is an absolute rock star. It's easy to work with her. And it's just been a roller coaster ever since.
In the last segment, I had Councilman Chris Seibert with the City of Athens join me.
For sure.
And one of the things we were talking about was a location in this area, in the Athens area.
Sure.
Because, of course, right now, for a teacher to go from Athens or Limestone County to Lehman Ferry Road, that's a pretty good trip. What are y'all looking for in specifics for a building in Limestone County, Athens area?
Well, we're already having those conversations as a board about how we can expand our capital plan, what we want to do to make it easier for those teachers, because we recognize that it is quite a drive. This initial step into Athens is just that, just the initial thing. And we thought it important that we get those teachers in to where we are currently. And we're not just providing teacher shops. This is a whole culture. This is a whole ecosystem. When those teachers come into that building, it's more than just going to the grocery store, right? They're collaborating with other teachers just like themselves. And so when we're looking for expanding from a building perspective, we'd be looking to move that culture as well. And like I said, as a board, those are conversations that we're having, but don't want to get in front of the board a little bit there, but that's down the road a little piece.
As we close out this segment, let's give listeners an opportunity to find Free to Teach. How can they find Free to Teach? Through social media or website?
Yeah, our website is www.free2teach.org. You can go to that website. All of our teachers can sign up. There's a teacher link there. They can sign up for their shops. If you want to volunteer, you can go on there and sign up to volunteer. And then especially if you want to give to Free to Teach, there are many giving options. We're always doing special programs. We have our Free to Teach 5K that's coming up on February the 22nd. You can sign up from the website as well. We just redid that website, so it's going to be an amazing place for them to go and learn about us.
Excellent. Christopher Gregory, Vice Chair with Free to Teach, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.
Folks, when we come back, we're going to have Allison Kling. She is with Free to Teach, and she's going to share about this press conference today and their vision for Athens and Limestone County, and also as they continue to work with Huntsville City Schools and Madison County Schools. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to bankstonmotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Maya, and you're listening to The Mark Show.
Drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early.
And we're back. We're coming to you from Athens State University. This is their launch box area. We've had a press conference today as we have shared about Free to Teach and their effort, and now moving into Limestone County, Athens City Schools. Right now I have with me Dr. Randy Schraus with Limestone County Schools. He's the superintendent. Welcome to the Mark White Show. Welcome back.
Well, thank you so much. It's great to be here.
What does Free to Teach mean to Limestone County and Athens area, coming to these teachers to support their students?
Well, this is a wonderful opportunity for our teachers here in Limestone County. And, you know, teachers always want to do more for their students, want to have more supplies, want to have more experiments, you know, really want their kids to be involved in the classroom and actively engaged. And they want to make sure they have the materials, supplies for their classroom. And Free to Teach provides that. So Allison reached out to us some time ago, and I went over to Madison and visited her program there. And I was like, wow, we've got to have this in Limestone County. And so this gives our teachers that opportunity. And we even heard from one of our teachers, of course, who talked about she had experienced that before and didn't have it when she came to Limestone County, but now she will have that opportunity.
You mentioned your teaching family. You come from a teaching family. Your daughter, as you mentioned, teaches in Georgia.
She does.
What is the importance of an effort like this? When you think about your own family, how does this help them with an effort like this?
Well, I'll just use my daughter for an example. She's been teaching 5 years, and I'm so happy she went into education. I know sometimes people are like going, who would go into education today? But what other job can you not make a greater difference with children, the youth of today? And so, you know, I think about her own classroom, and she's an agricultural teacher. And so she's always looking for sponsorships and so forth to help in her classroom because she needs some extra supplies and so forth. And there's really not this opportunity. She's in Georgia, and there's not this opportunity for her. And I didn't have this opportunity as a teacher, and supplies were very limited, but our teachers here will have the opportunity. And Allison, you know, we're sending out a press release today to our teachers, letting them know the opportunities. She's got some scheduled time, especially for our teachers here in Limestone County. And even though it's a little drive, you know, when she mentioned that a teacher could get up to $400 in supplies, if you think about that, that's definitely worth the drive over to Madison Huntsville area.
Sure it is. And when you think about teachers spending their own money, and you know that the ones that want to do some special things for their students do spend money out of their pocket, this is something now that can help to alleviate that issue with them having to spend their own money.
Exactly. And they do get supply money, but there's always those, you want to go the extra mile. You know, a great teacher, we've all had those teachers that want to go the extra mile and do more for their students, and so it's certainly going to help them out.
What are some of the tools that you think are important that come from Free to Teach that are really going to help the teachers and the students in their future?
Well, you know, I saw some of the, when I visited there, of course, I mean, there's all kind of just common items, and you think, well, you know, they wouldn't need crayons or wouldn't need markers and that kind of thing. But you always have some students who at some point they may move in during the middle of the year, and although we kind of have that supply drive at the beginning of the year, so we want to make sure kids have all that they need in the middle of the year, you may not have that. So this will provide that opportunity that we can restock some of the items. I think about elementary, you know, schools, a lot of times they ask for, you know, cleaning materials, that kind of thing, and you can get those at Free to Teach as well. And so high school teachers probably, you know, you think about elementary, you know, teachers are asking their class, parents bring them to school and so forth. A little more difficult for high school teachers to do that because, you know, the parents aren't as involved as they were when their kids were in elementary school.
Not that they shouldn't be.
No, they shouldn't be. We want them involved. We want them involved for sure. But it just, you know, the kids don't want them there either, right? I don't want my parents to attend. I know my personal kids, they were like, don't show up at the school, Dad, please.
I think that's starting about the fifth grade. Because my daughter, she's 11, and she's starting to get that way a little bit.
I think you're exactly right. Exactly right.
Dr. Randy Shirouse, Superintendent of Limestone County Schools, thank you for joining me, and what a great celebration, Free to Teach, coming to Limestone County, Athens, Alabama.
Really excited about it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. As advertised, I have with me Allison Kling with Free to Teach. What a great day to be here to celebrate this moving into Limestone County, Athens City Schools with this effort to support teachers and students. Allison Kling, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you for having me on the Mark White Show today. It's a big day for our organization. We were just on the steps making our announcement that we're opening our Teacher Center doors even wider to welcome in all teachers and school staff in Limestone County Schools and Athens City Schools.
This had to be a special day for Mayor Battle to come and to talk about his wife and her teaching and her concept, her idea, her vision, her dream of having this effort. Let's talk a little bit about that so people understand the history. And it takes somebody to kick off something like this who has a passion for the kids.
Yeah, you know, Eula founded us in 2011 after her long career teaching. And she was such a good teacher. She was that teacher you really wanted to have. You know, she was warm and firm and fun. And what she did was really create a strong classroom community. So when she founded Free to Teach in 2011, it was just with that goal of getting supplies into the hands of teachers, because Eula knew what it took to fund a classroom, you know. And our teachers do have some funding, and we want them to use that really strategically and then come to us for all those extra resources. Teachers and school staff often, you know, they step in the gap, and we want to really support them. So yeah, Free to Teach, when it was started, it was about 38,000 in supplies they gave away that first year. This past year, we gave away 1.4 million in supplies. And so that's almost 14 million across our 14 years. And I think every single pencil, though, really does make a difference. You know, there are so many interactions that a teacher has throughout the day with a student. You know, seeing them learn how to read, watching them write their name for the first time. These are powerful moments. Our teachers, I think, are the most important leaders in our community. And that goes for school staff as well, for the entire ecosystem of a school. So our vision is to just really help teachers be like the way Eula was, you know? How do we help them, and how do we support them, and how do we encourage them? And there's a lot of ways to get there, but we're really proud of our piece of the puzzle. We're really proud of providing high-quality supplies and resources all year long.
I get to see these students two or three days a week because I also substitute teach in the Limestone County Schools, and so I know the kids that are there, and I see the benefit of Free to Teach, supporting those teachers who are in turn supporting their students and helping them with their educational needs, the dreams or the goals that they have as students as they progress through school, and having those tools like Christopher Gregory shared about, something that he was lacking, a teacher stepped up and provided the things that he needed, and it was so important. And look at him now.
Yeah, I think that's the power of our model. So our mission is to get supplies into the hands of kids, right, through their teacher. Our vision is that every child gets an equitable and excellent education and that teachers are supported. But the way we get there, I think, is just as important. And we get there by going through the teacher. You know, none of us are going to be handing crayons directly to a child. We want to empower the teacher to build those relationships. We want to empower the teacher to give the supplies to a child in need in a context and in a way that makes sense, that doesn't make them feel bad, that helps them move forward with their day. So that, I think, is the power of what we do, which is really lifting the teacher, lifting the school staff member, and saying, we know that you know what it takes. Let's just get you the tools to get there.
Both superintendents, Athens City School, Beth Patton, and then also Randy Shirouse with Limestone County Schools, were excited to announce this to their teachers. They said they've had to hold off for a while, but now they can tell the teachers. This is exciting. And how do teachers be able to utilize the service of Free to Teach, services of Free to Teach?
So we are focused on supporting public school children in our communities through their teacher. And so if you have a valid school email and you work full-time in the school, you can go on our website, freetoteach.org, that's the number two, And there's lots of great information there. It's a new website. We are very proud of it. And you make an account, and then you can make your shopping appointment. And, you know, it's going to be a learning curve over the next few months about capacity and making sure that we have enough spaces. But we've really been working to increase our capacity and make sure we're ready. Teachers can come, and they make an appointment Tuesday or Thursday or Saturday. And not every Saturday, but a lot of Saturdays. And, you know, they have 45 minutes to come shop, and there's a lot of interesting, unique items, and then there's a lot of core supplies. There are limits on some supplies because we have, you know, 5 boxes of crayons, 5 packs of markers. So we're not maybe getting everything your entire class needs, but we feel that if you can come over the year, that really does build up. And then the other piece of this is you can shop once per month, and you can come to our store there on Lehman Ferry Road. Now, we know it's a drive for some. We recognize that. This is definitely step one, and we really want to monitor that, and we'll find ways to get supplies for those where that's a barrier. But this was really our first way to kind of make waves and get to know the community here.
Allison Kling, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today and this great press conference we've had to announce Limestone County Schools and Athens City Schools benefiting from Free to Teach. Yeah. Thank you for that great support that you're now offering our teachers in this area.
Oh, we're so proud. We're so proud to come alongside what's already happening. This is an amazing community, so thank you for having us.
Thank you. Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Please let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and also subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcasts. You have been listening to another episode of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing. Member SIPC.
People who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.